Forum, so hopefully those members in the Natural Resources and Water Committee and the State Senate will join the rest of us down here in room 2040 if you're outside of room 112. We're not there. So in 2040. The purpose of today's hearing is to hear just one bill. It's a bill that we've heard before. There were some amendments that require it to come back before us today. And so let's go ahead and start as a subcommittee and call forward our author of the day, Assemblymember Rudy Salas, and welcome Dean Flores, Assemblymember and State Senator of the legislature that I had the pleasure of working with.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. Just wanted to present Assembly Bill 453. Obviously, it's coming back before this committee after a round of negotiations with the governor's office and all the stakeholders. And I think we have something that is resolved. And hopefully, I believe we have everybody kind of on board now, if not removed their opposition. So with that, let me just say that the groundwater basin that the Semitropic Water District relies on is subject to critical overdraft and must adopt, and this will allow them the opportunity to protect their groundwater in the basin in the southern part of the valley.
Witnesses in support.
Madam Chair, Dean Flores, representing Semitropic Water District, and I would like to thank the author, the staff particularly, and the chair, and everyone has helped work on this. Very much appreciate it. As Assembly Member said, the goal of this is to allow Semitropic the ability to make some great changes in the district, and we're very appreciative of the language changes and ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Other witnesses here to testify or lend their name in support of the measure? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairwoman and members. Bob Reeb with Reeb Government Relations on behalf of the Valley Ag Water Coalition in support.
Anyone else in the audience that wishes to lend their name in support? How about opposition? You're just here because it's an... I'm looking at the audience. Just interested. Lost.
Interested parties.
Next hearing. Any of the above. I'm actually stalling to get another member here. So that would be the cue to call a few officers. And with that, let me open it up for a prolonged question period. Yes, Senator Manning.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Well, welcome to our esteemed Assembly colleague and our former Senate and Assembly colleague. And as the author, I'm wondering if you could just summarize what this bill does.
That's good.
Yeah, no, it just allows Semitropic the ability to prepare for SGMA. We removed all of the SGMA references so that we could get everybody on board. But really, it's just allowing them to do something so they could address all the critical overdraft needs in the area, and then really provide a water sustainability as we kind of move forward.
And what are the communities served by this district?
So it's Semitropic Water District. It's in Shafter and Senator.
We have 300 members, all of which are being served by the district, all very supportive of the bill.
Members are water agencies?
Yes, all within the water district. And may I say, Senator, one of the positives of the bill and kind of hidden within the overall framework is that there's an opportunity to do some volume pricing, really kind of now measuring water versus sometimes just land. I think that brings more conservation to the table, and we're pretty excited about that at the district. I think we're one of the first to actually look at that, hopefully a model for the rest of the water districts throughout the state.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you,
they'll
Madam
be
Chair.
Measuring the water they're managing and
yes.
With meters.
With meters.
And I actually appreciate the administration's suggested comments. So instead of an exemption to SGMA that could set precedent for other people trying to find an exemption to
correct.
that moves forward. And this just gives some of the powers that other agencies have under SGMA the same authority.
Yes.
So with that, I would recommend an aye vote if there's a motion. But let's establish a quorum first.
Senators Pavley.
Here.
Pavley here. Stone.
Here.
Stone here. Allen.
Here.
Allen here. Hertzberg. Hueso.
Present.
Hueso here. Jackson. Manning.
Here.
Manning here. Vidak.
Present also.
Vidak present. Wolk.
We do have a quorum. Is there a motion?
I move the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Hueso. The motion would be to move the measure That the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration.
Thank you.
Due to the amendment.
Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg. Hueso.
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Jackson. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Vidak.
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wolk. So it has enough. Do you want to...
Yes, we will. We'll keep it on call for a few minutes. We have enough that passes committee. Congratulations, and we'll be moving to the Senate floor.
Senator Monning wants to say something.
Yes, Senator Monning.
If this would be, I have a procedural motion to make, and that motion, if there's a second, would be to acknowledge your tremendous service. Chairing this committee.
We might have 30 more meetings between now and the 31st, and we'll have to do this every meeting.
Are you ruling my motion out of order, or are you going to allow?
Don't tempt me.
I have a second, Madam Chair.
How about en español?
En español, por seguro. Vamos a seguir en español. I just want to, I know I speak for members of the committee, and I think you wondered what some of the people were doing here today. Well, the word got out that it might be your last hearing, so these are your groupies, supporters, admirers. But seriously, I just wanted to lead off. I'm sure others may have some comments too. And while we may indeed be called back into a committee hearing before the end of session, in the event that we're not, I just want to make sure that certainly in my experience working with you, you have brought such incredible knowledge, experience, and grace in the way you've handled very tough issues. I know before my tenure here, you served three terms, 6 years in the Assembly. You're completing your 8th year in the Senate, so a 14-year run in the state legislature, and you're leaving a legacy that will not disappear anytime soon. Certainly, everyone's familiar with AB 32 and leading not only our nation, but the global community in setting standards for the reduction of CO2 emissions. That has become a landmark, not only in...
We're going to have 3 weeks of these.
Yeah, you're going to keep hearing a lot of these. But please, I have the floor, Madam Chair.
But I want to know how you get a bill named after you, and it's almost like a noun and a verb. So
yeah. An acronym. Pavley, pollution, automobile, vehicle, lower.
But let me just mention a couple of the other areas where you distinguished yourself. You've been a champion for disability rights, and at every step of the way, from whether it's been access, education, training programs, et cetera, and where a lot of these issues that we care about really get manifest is in the budget. And you've never abandoned those interests, those issues, those communities in our budget fights and negotiations. The broader water management issues, the groundwater management, the fracking issue that we worked on together, SB4,
it's one of those things I don't need to be reminded
no,
of.
No, but...
A lot of mixed memories.
It was.
I got a C from the Sierra Club that
year.
Yeah.
Well, I would wear it as a badge of honor because, Madam Chair, it was through your digging in to the history of regulation or lack thereof that you fashioned with multiple stakeholders the most rigorous set of regulations and permitting to protect water, to protect public health. And to recognize the important contributions of the oil-producing industry in the state of California. But SB4 is also a landmark nationally and internationally for protecting water quality and public health. The list goes on, but I just want to say we are going to miss you. We're going to lose a tremendous policy mind, a tremendous spirit, and a good friend. So I just want to wish you well in your next steps and look forward to seeing you in Monterey County.
Well, we're stalling to see who else wants to add on to a vote, and so Bill was filling that in. But thank you very much.
That's the only reason he was doing it.
That's right. So thank you very much for that. You know, we all come into this place hoping to make a difference. And I have to point out that no member can do this by themselves. It takes a team, and so I've had that in a good a pleasure of working with wonderful staff, both in the Assembly and the Senate. I actually have served on the Water Policy Committee all 14 years. Have an amazing perspective of the differences in the state needs, being a Fresno State alum and living in Davis 4 years and Central Valley and being from LA and a former Coastal Commissioner. I sort of get the bigger picture. And I think in California, water is the most politically challenging issue that we face. It's geography, it's urban rural, it's a variety of water quality, dwindling snowpack, and the list goes on and on. So future legislators will enjoy the challenge. You can't predict how much water you're going to have from any given year, and so policies have to be adjusted. So complicated, but really important issue to work on, so I appreciate that. But let me acknowledge my staff, because all 8 years I've had the pleasure of working with staff as chairing this committee. So on water, Dennis O'Connor. Applause for Dennis O'Connor.
He's not leaving, is he?
No, but the sidelight is he is an amazing craft brewery in and of himself. So if you hire Dennis O'Connor, you get occasionally.
It's the water.
That's right. How much water are you using? And I want to ask Dennis, does he finally have water meters at his home?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, good. Bill Craven, who's not here in Natural Resources, but he is here. What are you guys doing here at this hour of the day? We're getting ready to go deal with state parks in a few minutes. And Catherine, wave your hand. She did all the work on SB4, particularly in underground injection wells. And you're right, fracking was all about protecting groundwater basins and still is. Patty, who keeps us straight and narrow, making sure the motions are correct, it's done appropriately. And am I missing anyone else? I think that's the
science fellow, Matt.
Oh, the science fellow. Matt, I've had the pleasure of working with about how many science fellows?
Seven,
which is amazing to take these young adults with their doctorates in science, putting in the middle of the policy world. That has really been a great resource for the state and this policy committee. So thank you, Matt. He will have stories to tell. Anyway, I think that's the end of my comments, because we have 2.5 weeks, and I know, in legislatively speaking, a lot happens. And we're hoping not too much will happen through this committee. Yeah. So maybe it will be our last committee. So thank you very much.
Madam Chair, make a point of personal privilege, because I will not be on the floor when hopefully
we're not doing tributes on the floor. I think that's why.
Well, let me just say a couple of things. Having served with you for 12 years, I can say a couple of things, I think. One, you were well ahead of your time. And I think when you're ahead of your time on legislation, you take an enormous amount of pressure in some sense, because things that you were talking about in 2006. It's ironic that Fran was twisting my arm on AB 32, and now I serve on the Air Board implementing her vision. It tells you how much.
And the Clean Car Law.
Yes,
thing.
So we've had many, 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 many discussions, and I would say that you were going to be irreplaceable here in this building. There's no doubt. And, I can say publicly that, prior to the two-thirds vote with Republicans on the budget, you and I have slept together many times on the Senate floor. On the Senate
that
floor.
That sounds so wrong.
but we have.
I told my, so my husband's going to be listening to these things. He's going to wonder.
But I think if you think about it, Senator, I hope that you will continue to be in the public arena. There's no doubt that we need you, and we'll need your vision and your leadership, and more importantly, your tenacity. You are by far, as I know, better than anyone, tenacious when it comes to the things you believe in. And I think that's definitely a tribute.
Well, the perfect background for success in the legislature, 29 years of teaching middle school.
Yeah. So Fran, thank you for being who you are.
Thank you, Dean.
Okay.
Okay, so I believe we had a motion on the floor before it was paused for intermission. roll call, please, for calling the absent members.
Okay, the current vote is 6-0. Senators Hertzberg, Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
All right. That's 8 votes. Thank you very much.
I think Senator Hertzberg.
All right. We'll keep it open for 1 or 2 minutes for Hertzberg. Everyone else is excused. Thank you very much. Now I know why these people were here.
Eight.
I thought, what did they do? Lost. Thank you, Bill. But the final vote on Assemblymember Salas's measure is 8-0, and with that, the meeting is adjourned.